So you do know the thought.
I guess. Yeah.
Ooh, that's yummy. Like, y'all want the thought to be something like, Melanie, you know, like, you want it to be Freudian. Y'all are always looking for some kind of thought buried, like, 20,000 leagues under the sea.
Yeah.
Here's what we eat. Chips. On fridge. And you don't have them very often. All right. Thought. Ooh, that looks good. That is exactly why you ate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I guess where I go with that is that, you know, it's like, I know all the things that I need to be doing to have success. And, but then I'm not doing the things. So I'm eating the chips and it's like, and then I beat myself up because
the chips aren't the reason why you're not having success. The reason why you're not having success is because you're eating the chips and then beating yourself up over them. Instead of eating the chips and being bound and determined to find a little thought, like, what if your mission for the last 30 days had been like, when you notice, it's like, I never seem to know the answer to that question. So here's what I'll do. This week, when I catch myself eating, I'll ask myself, what was I thinking? Like, what am I even thinking now while I'm eating them? Other than when you catch yourself, you were genuinely curious. Do you think you would have solved that?
Yes.
Right. The thought, y'all get this confused all the time. Mm-hmm. The reason why I'm not successful is because I'm eating chips. No, the reason why you're successful is because you're bound and determined that you don't know what you're thinking to eat them. And so when you just believe the story, I don't know what I'm thinking when I eat stuff. It's mm-hmm. just mindless. It's never mindless. You always have a thought. Your job is, if you're not catching the thoughts right now, is to be like, oh, so in order for me to not eat the chips, step one is to figure out what are the thoughts that legit come up that increase desire in my body to eat. I need to know those, because right now it's like, I got earmuffs on. I don't even know. But the problem with when you wear earmuffs to your thinking is your brain's hearing them. Your brain is like, ooh, that looks good. Let me send all the chemicals of desire through her body right now. I'll give her a bolus. Mm-hmm. Like, hit me. And then eat. Mm-hmm. That's it. And what you're doing, though, with your discovery worksheets is you're blaming chips.
Blaming my husband for getting the chips.
But that's what ends up happening, is that when we do this and we think chips are the problem and that I'm just mindlessly eating and I don't know my thoughts, every single one of those thoughts will always have the do line of, it's the chips' fault. It's the, find whose fault it is other than my own. Uh-huh. And we don't want to find fault in a demeaning way. We want to do what's called take responsibility. And when we just take responsibility, like, every, if you were to think, every single time I eat something, I know it's coming from my thinking, then that will have you now submit, like, all right, well, if the answer to stop eating the chips is to find the trigger phrases in my brain, then I'll pay attention to that so that I hear them loud and clear. Because right now, when your brain thinks, ooh, that looks good, you don't even attribute that that's a thought. You think that's just mindless eating.
Yes, that's true.
This thought creates immense desire, which raises your hormones. So it's going to drive cortisol and adrenaline. So cortisol and adrenaline will make your mouth water. It'll make your heart race. Like, your heart rate will go about 10 beats when desire hits. So your body will get activated. Like, it's like, ooh, we're supposed to do something. Mm-hmm. And then we just go into eating. So now what we want to do is we want to get to the point to where we're like, every single time I hear the thought, ooh, that looks good. That looks yummy. I bet that would taste good. That won't hurt. It's just a little bit. One bite. We want to get to where we hear those like crazy so that they don't fly under the radar ever again. that's like step two, no longer letting things fly under the radar. Step three is to pause when something hits the radar. Now, notice how step three is not don't eat. There's like a lot of steps to getting to where you no longer overeat or eat off plan. But every one of them is a step in the right direction. So what was step one? Let me write this down for everybody because I think this is going to be good. Does anybody remember? Somebody put it in the chat. I think first one is we want to hear it, right?
Hear the thoughts. Hear the thoughts.
Yeah, like we want to like really listen. And I would call these like hear the sexy talk. Like these are the, like, let's call it our desire talk. Like, because when you want to be able to hear desire talk big time, y'all, any thought like yummy, a little won't hurt, whatever, that's going to turn up the desire. Like, here's one. I don't care. I want it. That's a high desire thought. That's always going to raise desire. That's always going to raise adrenaline. That's always going to raise cortisol and stuff. So what was the second thing I said? I thought I had one before step one.
I just have step one and then pause.
Okay. Maybe this is the one right now. It's just hear. You just want to hear the thoughts, y'all. So right now what y'all are doing is not hearing them. So, well, I will tell you, like, let me just reorder them. Step one is technically stop saying it's automatic or it's mindless. Like before you can hear it, you've got to quit telling yourself it's mindless. I don't know what I'm thinking. Like you can't have these thoughts and ever expect to start hearing the desire talk. And that's the problem. We have to like rechange. We have to be like, all right, from now on, when I catch myself eating, I need to ask myself, what was the desire talk? And it's always something little. It's not like y'all don't be trying to solve for problems that happened at the age of 12. The discovery worksheet is more about making connection to this automatic, easy desire talk thinking. So then you hear your sexy talk, you hear your desire talk. So let me reorder the ugliest flip chart of all time. You want to now put a pause in. All this is where you're just going to be like, here I am wanting to eat chips. I'm telling myself, whoo, those look good. Right? Pause. You can do some deep breathing. You can just be like, I don't need a fucking chip until I have done at least 3 or 4 good deep breaths. You can count down from 90. We have so many things that y'all can try. We have I used to teach anytime you had an urge, count backward from 90. And at the end of 90 seconds, then you decide. So you can do the countdown. You can remove yourself from the room and say, if I still want it in 10 minutes, I can have it. Basically, what you want to do is you want to give pause plus permission. What y'all want to do is give yourself pause plus beat down commands of you shouldn't eat that. Y'all raise more adrenaline and cortisol when you tell yourself things like, don't eat that. You shouldn't think this way. Your fucking husband brought chips one more time. All of that is like, you're just going to dump more cortisol on top of things. And we don't want to raise our stress hormones. What we do want to do, though, is usually, like, now, I give it to you. You were eating Brussels sprouts. Rarely does anybody tell me that they were having overeats on Brussels sprouts.
All we had in the fridge, we had like...
But I will give it to you. That's a new one for me. It's usually chips and candy and, you know, all the other things. And what we normally do is we associate those with bad foods and we associate those with no foods. Like, we just have so much shitty diet thinking around those foods that the last thing we want to be telling ourselves is no. What we want to say is, bitch, I got your back. If you really want it, when we're done with this, we're just going to get good at pausing right now. And we're going to get good at giving ourselves a choice. We're going to get good at letting both sides, the part that really wants it and the part that really wants weight loss. We're coming together and we're having church right now. And we're going to we're just going to be in a congregation. We don't want to fight with that version of us that wants it. And by giving ourselves permission, it reminds us we do get to plan these foods. Like, those chips will probably be up there tomorrow. I will put them on my plan. You give yourself options when you do that. We just want to make all the foods permissive. Permissive doesn't mean that you're going to eat them. It just means that if you really want it after thinking about it, you allow yourself to have it and you'll work through all of it. This is about working with ourselves, not against ourselves. So pause plus permission. Step 4 is super simple. Make a decision. You just decide, are you going to eat? But we want to get to the point to where we're not just mindlessly eating, automatically eating, automatically responding to triggers. We have to learn how to slow the desire down. We have to learn how to engage the other part of our brain. We have to learn this part, and it takes time. So then we just make a decision. Are we going to have it and are we not? If you're going to have it, I beg of y'all. So let's do a decision tree. If you're like, no, I want you to tell yourself how proud you are for choosing not to do it. I want you to tell yourself how that's so good that you're working through your desires. This is so awesome that you're learning that food doesn't have control over you, that it's not a problem when you are presented with foods that you want to eat. If you are a yes, I do not want you to shut your brain off. I do not want you to say fuck it, I'm having it anyway. We have to, when we give ourselves permission to eat, we have to, a lot of you, like somebody even said in the chat, I give myself permission to eat by telling myself, fuck it, I'll start tomorrow. Fuck it, nothing works. Like, that's not the kind of permission we want to give ourselves anymore. We want to learn how to have a new relationship with permission around these foods. So if you are going to do it, you want to give yourself permission with compassion. Say, I'm very proud of you for going through these steps. I want you to eat it slowly and deliberately, that if you are going to have it, I want you to have a real experience with it. No more eating it unconsciously. We're going to eat it consciously. Maybe you eat it at the table. Maybe you eat it do you eat it standing up? Is that what you do?
Yeah, I'm always standing. It's never like sitting down and eating and paying attention. And it's not even enjoying it. Like, there's not even a pleasure that comes out of it because
Well, there is a pleasure. This is the part that's weird. It's like when you're standing there and you're eating it, the pleasure that you're getting from it is that you don't have to think what you would think if you sat down at the table.
Yeah.
Because if you sat down at the table to eat it and you do it consciously, then you turn on all of your brain. So you turn on the part of your brain. Like, this is me. What I've been practicing the last few weeks is I've got these crackers and I am determined to be able to eat them out of the bag and stop and not need to portion them. Like, I'm like, you know, Crit is like in this zone of like, I am figuring out how to level it all up. You know, like I want to be able to I just really want to feel so free and in control around food. Like, that's just I don't mind portioning things, y'all. I don't mind doing that. But I just want to see if I can do it. And it's been you just forget how easy it is to lose track and stuff. So when I'm doing it, what happens is when I'm eating these crackers with my brain really turned on, I have to also listen to thoughts like, I think we've had enough. Like, you really don't need any more. And I'm like, but they're so good. I love them. So if I just turn my brain off and eat them unconsciously, I get to just sit there and be like, num, 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 num. I don't have to be not having as good a time because, you know, the part of my brain that cares about my future is like, I think we've had plenty. And I'm like, no, we haven't. they taste really good. So, but you want that conversation. That's why doing it consciously, because what also might come up for some people is like, you know, if you eat all these, you're probably going to like really not like yourself in the morning. It's like, but I'm trying to enjoy chips. Like, you need to shut up. So I'm going to stand here and eat them. So I don't have to listen to you. I don't want the reasonable part of my brain involved in this. That's why we do that. So when you say like, I'm going to be a yes, give myself permission. This doesn't mean that we just are like, and now I'll lose weight overeating. You just say like, I am consciously choosing to overeat right now, but I'm going to do it in a new way because I am very determined to stop overeating the same old way every single time. And then just being frustrated and just thinking I can't lose weight and then just sitting there thinking nothing's working. It's like nothing's working if you're not changing things. Yeah, the way you're doing it is not working. So we have to be willing to do it a different way all the time. So we got to like break the chains a little. So I would say do this with some permission. And then consciously and say, like, all right, how are we going to do it different? Well, if I normally do it standing, now I'm going to do it seated. I'm going to put the chips on a plate. Maybe the next time it's like, well, I'm going to count out what I think would be a serving for me, 30, 15, whatever it is. I'm going to put them on a plate. No, it's not going to be near as fun as standing in the kitchen, not listening to myself at all, and just eating on autopilot. But also this is what you tell yourself, what's also not fun is sitting around day after day, confused by the discovery worksheet and wondering why I ain't losing weight. That's not fun either.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I know it's funny because what I'll do is, you know, I make my plan and then at the end, when I do when I do these overeats, it's like, I give myself permission. It's like, but the permission is like what you were saying, like, just fuck it. Or tomorrow, this little bit's not going to hurt. So there are those thoughts that are coming in. And it's a totally different way now to like break this up and build that pause in.
And
that's the work. That's the real work.
So I just wrote it out, like new permission statements underneath yes, new patterns underneath yes. And then this one always has a discovery worksheet attached to it every single time. Okay. We're still going to do them.
Yeah. This is so helpful because feeling like I'm going around with those earmuffs on and it just, that was a horrible way to feel. And then staring at this discovery worksheet and feeling like I'm smart enough to figure this out, but why am I not figuring this out? So thank you.
Just keep telling yourself, I am smart enough to figure this out. And this is what's so funny. You are smart enough. You got on a call, you like made it happen no matter what. There is nothing like, and even why am I not figuring it out? is a question you can do two ways. You can say, well, I know the reason why I'm not figuring it out is because I have these two unanswered questions that I need to get answered. So I can either get coached, I can take it to ask coaches, I can put it into Facebook, I can get like help on that. That's why we give y'all so many different avenues to get answers to the stickiness, like the sticking points of everything. The other thing is you can also ask, if you're asking like, why am I not getting this? You can say like, what have I not tried yet to solve this? That I think is one of those questions that just has a little bit more traction that just helps us kind of like look at it a different way. Y'all have so many good ideas. I will just tell you, I have all these ideas on the fly, not because Corinne is just super smart and more talented than all of you. My core belief about weight loss for every woman is that we can figure this out. And so when y'all come to me with unique problems all the time or the same problems, and then I come up with another process, another way to think about it, another thing, it's coming from me always believing we can solve these things. We just have to keep tackling it over and over again until it's solved. That opens up the creativity for Corinne. And that's what I want for all of you, is to open up those creativity lines. Okay.